It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies Podcast. Two Johnnies recording a podcast. Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Welcome to podcast 170. My God, where has our life gone? Coming to you like a child chasing down an ice cream van when they hear its music. Did you used to do that, John? Do you have ice cream vans here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Even living on the street?
On the street, yeah.
Oh, you come into the state by fucking hell, clean up.
Yeah, no, ice cream van on the street was one thing. Ice cream van in the estate. Oh, he got mauled.
Oh, yeah. He was looking
turn it over.
Anyway. Kick the fuck out.
Give me the whippy. Mister. Give me the whippy, mister. Tens and hundreds, as they call him.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, the boys call him tens and hundreds.
Anyway, on this week's podcast with the Tokyo Olympics, just over 2 months away, we bring you the Two Johnnies guide to the Olympics, as they say. Where I'm from, the Olympics.
Noel's away getting his vaccine this week, but we will be joined by a woman who loves animals. That's why she hangs around with two apes.
Hey!
Maureen is here with her mystery topic.
And as traditional as lads in the boom wearing boot-cut jeans with brown shoes, we round off the podcast with our
Yurts and Dirts
of the week. And don't forget, Yurt and Dirt this week is sponsored by the kind people at Apple Green, where you can now get your Two Johnnies limited edition chicken roll for a limited time only. Lettuce, cheese, mayo, horse it.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on last week's podcast...
I didn't say my line.
That's okay. We ain't got time for your line. Anyway, we got this email into the podcast. On, on your topic of religion last week and talking about communions, I made my communion back in the boom, 2006, which meant massive celebrations were in order. Unfortunately, the day of my communion coincided with the 2006 Heineken Cup final where Munster were playing Biarritz in the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. My dad being from Waterford, this did not sit well with him. He did everything in his power to try figure out a way to get out of my communion and go to the Munster match. This obviously led to many an argument with my mother, who had already planned the whole party and sent out the invitations. One evening, my dad pulled me aside and said, "How about after you make your communion, we get a helicopter over to Cardiff to watch the game where we can come straight back to the party?" Me being an 8-year-old girl that had absolutely no interest in rugby, and I would have much preferred to be at my own party with bouncing castles, magicians and sweets, he managed to convince me by telling me that if I was at the rugby match in my communion dress, I would probably rake in a heap of cash off all the drunk Munster fans. So I agreed to go with him. However, he told me not to tell the mother, as he was going to try and find a good place to tell her. Anyways, to my memory, my father held off telling the mother until the last minute. Shocker. Which obviously led to a hard no from the mother. My father was distraught, but he still had the helicopter booked. So my second class teacher, a Tipperary man, who was also a diehard Munster rugby fan, got wind of this and asked my father could he take it. My father reluctantly said yes, and off he went. How very Celtic Tiger of my primary school teacher to be getting a helicopter to a rugby match in a different country.
So did her dad head off with the teacher?
Basically, my second class teacher, who had been getting us ready for our communion all year, ditched the communion while my dad had to sit at the back of the church whimpering away. However, my party was hopping. When Munster won, everyone was buzzing, which led to me raking in a heap of cash. Anyway, I'd say I made just under €3,000 that day.
And that has to be some sort of a record. For
I will add, I do live in D4, so probably had a few big spenders at the party.
There you go. What does your dad do? Also, can that primary school teacher get in touch? He's some sort of a fucking legend.
Ditching the communion, going to the Heineken Cup final in Wales.
Like, but does the teacher not have to be there? Who's coordinating the hymns?
Fuck him.
Who's giving out, like, the Heineken Cup final is a fuck the communion. No, but you know what I mean? Like, teacher's not already there, been like, you know, shh, shh, and like saying things like,
John,
everyone sing up now.
Rowan O'Gara, Paul O'Connell. Munster for the win, man. The father, to me now, 100% should have gone to the match.
Yeah, definitely worked in Anglo-Irish.
You expensed the helicopter. Yeah. I've got a meeting.
We're all paying for it now. We're actually paying for that helicopter now. We just don't know it.
It was a NAMA communion. Okay, hang on now. If our kids were making their communion,
right,
and Tip were in an All-Ireland final and they hadn't been in one in years.
No, you see, the thing is, we live in Tip, so that communion would obviously be called off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like when I used to work in the baking factory, if Tip got to All-Ireland, you were given a day off.
Is that official or unofficial?
Well, like, I mean, if 200 lads refuse to work in a factory, it's not going to open, is it?
Well, they just refuse.
Yeah, they gotten the union rep was like, what do you reckon, lads? You know, if we have to... And then, like, obviously all the Irish lads were like, oh, yeah, look, we'll all stand behind you. So he went to the boss and was like, none of the, like... You know, obviously the boys from Eastern Europe weren't, you know, massive hurling fans.
They were going to come in.
But they were probably going to come in.
And Scabs.
Yeah.
Scabs a lot of them.
So all the lads, like even the Offaly lads were like, oh, look, I'll take the Monday off. Like, yeah. You know, I don't mind.
Unpaid.
You know, we're in the Christie Ring.
Easy enough.
Curtain raiser that day. So.
Unpaid.
Yeah, I don't think we got paid.
I can't
remember. Who cares? We went out on Sunday night. Tip won the All-Ireland.
Hey.
Shane emailed. Quick one for you on confirmation names. When my father was going for his back in what must have been the 70s, he had a friend called Stan in school. Poor Stan went to jump a level crossing and met his marker. And in his honour, my father chose Stan as his confirmation name.
Met his maker. He died, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's...
It's a bad way to go.
I mean, I don't want... I'm not laughing. I'm just shocked that, like... I was like, oh, met his maker. Like, did he get slapped or, you know... He's dead. Okay, Stan's
must have been
dead.
Hit by a train.
Oh, that's...
That's heavy,
I mean,
it?
I don't know where this correspondence is going to go.
Stick with it, man.
From there, to be honest. But on the big day... It's his turn. He's facing the priest and bishop, and the priest says to him, "And what name are you taking?" "Stan," squeaks my father. "Oh no, you'll have to use the full name, young man. Your name will be Stanley." Not only, not ideal, but sure, what can you do at this point? So the bishop is approaching now. "And what name will you take?" "Stanley," he squeaks. "No, no, you won't. You'll be taking the full version of that name." At this point, my father was like, "What the fuck is going on?" "Stanislaus, be sealed with the Holy Spirit." He named him after Stanislaus of Skopano in Poland. So much for honouring your dead mate, Stanislaus.
Yes, the Bishop of Krakow, who was martyred in 1079. Not his mate who got hit by a train.
That's harsh. You should be fucking taking whatever name you want, like.
But sure, we've had this before. Didn't another lad go to make his... They were baptising the child and they went to call him Jake or something and the priest was like, no, James. And the family just took it. We've got this in before.
But that's like going to the Chinese and being like, can I have chicken satin? It's like, no, you'll get beef and black bean now. Yeah. You just shut up and take it.
Okay, and Lawrence, or MC Thunda, as his name appeared in our email inbox.
Oh, man, I want to know what MC Thunda, what, like, you know. What kind of stuff? What kind of, is he dropping lyrics? Sick bombs?
He said, "When I heard your most recent podcast on religion, I had to tell you my religious experience. For some background, I am a 17-year-old blind guy who uses a white cane. When this story happened, I was about 13 and I was in London with my dad. This is about 5 years ago and we went to see a Chelsea game. The game was scheduled for the Sunday, but we went over on the Saturday to see the sights. So... when we saw all the sights, Buckingham Palace and all that stuff, after a long day, we decided to get some McDonald's. We got our food and sat down when a Nigerian man a few tables away called over. So the man and my dad started talking and the man was very impressed to hear that my dad had worked in Nigeria." Smax, stop laughing. Oh, Smax is embarrassed. After talking for some time, the man looked at me saying, "There's a man in Nigeria called T.B. Joshua who can," and I quote, "fix your son." I looked as if to say, what's he on about? He then went on to explain that this man cured people before and how I could be cured. At this stage, my dad just went along and said, oh yeah, anyway, cut long story short, we never got to see this great healer and I never got my sight back. What makes this more weird, though, is when a woman at work with me, ma'am, told her the same thing, bring me to this healer, T.B. Joshua, to make me see again. After two recommendations to see this healer, I decided to do some research into who he was. Allegedly, he predicted Princess Diana's death and all other kinds of things, and he made a man walk again. On a side note, Protestants do make a confirmation, but they do not make a communion.
They do not make a confirmation, did they? Do make a communion, he says.
Oh, I'm getting conflicting evidence on this. Also, Lawrence, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. What's it like, honestly, like, why going sightseeing when you're blind? Like, can you still, like, going to a match, you still enjoy it? The atmosphere must be class, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen videos of lads who are blind going to the match, and they have a seen friend who can explain to them what's going on. Like, you know, so
it's mad, isn't it?
I think a lot of them use they listen to like radio commentator in their ear.
It must be still enjoyable with all the atmosphere.
I think radio commentary would you see a lot of radio commentary tells you where they are on the field.
Yes,
as opposed to obviously television one, you can see that.
But it must be like a completely different experience.
Oh yeah,
just be enjoying it for the atmosphere and the sound of it all.
Yeah.
Just on Faith Healers,
right?
Did you ever hear of Eddie Stone?
It's not Tremendo and Ballyporeen.
No. Oh no, it's Faith Healer and Ballyporeen too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he uses a co hanger.
I don't know if he's a religious healer. He's just kind of a
quack.
He's a healer, but he's not religious, like, is he?
Well, he uses a co hanger. I don't think there's like.
Is he bitch with it or what?
Kind of wobbles it over you, like. I haven't been now. I probably should.
Do you know anyone who he's healed?
No. I think it's like warts and shit like that.
I just go to the chemist. But Eddie Stone is up in Clonfert in Galway, and he's a Catholic faith healer. So he does kind of a mass. Man, I was watching it on YouTube. He'd be saying all these prayers, whatever, and then he puts his hand on people's heads and they just fall down and people catch them. This goes on around Ireland. And he heals people, apparently.
You should go and get him healed.
Well, I looked up your man TB Joshua in Nigeria, right?
Right.
And now I'm not saying that he's not a real healer, but Forbes magazine said he was worth $15 million and his wife is 26 years younger than he is. So he's a bit of a rock star.
He's fucking healing something. He's healing. Sexual healing.
He's healing his own his own bank balance, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That was a weird one. Here we go. Keep it going. Keep it going. Come on.
Sean was in touch. A quick story. My brothers went to midnight mass in about the year 2000 on a stormy night. There was a girl reading up above. She finishes the sentence and the Lord said, "Let there be light." At that exact moment, the power went. The entire congregation, most of them half cut, just broke in absolute hysterics.
That must be actual midnight mass.
Yeah, that must be good crack, like.
Oh, yeah, going to mass, jarred up.
Some crack thought to be just like standing beside the light switch. And the Lord said, "Let there be light." Just laugh your whole off.
Another listener said, "I was talking to a friend the other day about mindfulness. She's a primary teacher in County Waterford. She was telling me the Bishop of Waterford had written to all the primary schools to request that they not practice mindfulness. Prayer should be mindfulness." Isn't that wild?
That is wild. That is absolutely wild.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think you should be allowed to do mindfulness if you want.
Fucking like nowadays.
Yeah.
Amy said, "Hey lads, listening to the pod on religion reminded me of my childhood summers in the early 90s. Not sure if you had this in the country or not, but in Dublin housing estates, young Jehovah's Witnesses groups in their late teens, early 20s would arrive onto the estate about once during the summer with a megaphone and call out for all the children to gather around. Usually at this point, all of the mothers would push every child within a 2 mile radius out the door, tell us to behave ourselves while they clean the house. They would usually stay for a few hours teaching us songs and prayers, maybe a few games. Thinking about it again really makes me question the parenting skills in the 90s.
Go out and play with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, like that's never happened to any of us, no? No?
No.
The Jehovah's wouldn't go near Golden, would they?
Did Jehovah's Witnesses have like their own ice cream van? This was prayers. Go on, give us an Our Father.
Instead of coming around with the little jingle, the ice cream van is just like, "Walk, walk in the light." I don't know if Jehovah sing that song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's another listener. Caroline says, "I'm a prod, and just to touch on a few things, we in fact do have confirmations, and I made a hat of money whilst also having the mumps, but sure look. But we don't have the traditional communion day like in second class. Yes, I never got to wear the white dress and be a mini bride and make another load of money. But we do start taking proper communion from when we make our confirmation at around age 12. And at this point, we take bread and wine like the adults, which I think is a bit mad, but I never complained. Also, we do believe Mary was a virgin. We say, and I quote, 'I believe in the Virgin Mary.' In whatever that creed is called, I'm not a big churchgoer. We don't call it mass either. They call it church, don't they?
Okay.
Church service. We just don't pray to Mary like I think ye Catholics do. There's actually not much else in the difference. We don't bless ourselves or have confession, which sort of freaks me out. So I'm glad. We also don't say that thing that sounds like a chant at a funeral, which also freaks me out. Hope this clears it up. Love the podcast." What do we say at a funeral? What are we chanting?
Who, us at funerals?
Yeah.
Is it the rosary? That she means.
Oh, yeah. Up in the funeral home now, they'd probably do an old decade of rosaries.
Right, it sounds like a chant because everyone mumbles.
Yeah.
It's like the middle of the national anthem.
No.
Amen.
Your confession. How do we not even touch on that? Like, that was, it freaks me. Like, no one nowadays tells the truth. And I dread to think that no one years ago told the truth either.
To the priest?
It was even worse in the 80s.
What?
So, like, you know, nowadays, if something was happening locally, someone would probably own it and be like, look, yeah, I'm pregnant and I'm only 17. Whereas, like, back in the day, they'd be like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
So they're definitely not telling the truth back in the day.
She's just putting on weight.
Yeah. So for years, everyone's just been lying to priests and calling a confession.
Do you know, like, I heard a mad story during a week. The first family planning clinic that was set up in Navan, the women asked the female doctor there for a letter to say that they were on the pill for medical needs, that they needed, so they could bring this letter to confession on a Saturday night to prove.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me.
Fucking. Dear father, I need the ride.
I think my first confession was like, I was bold to my mammy. You know what I mean? That's about like, and to be honest, I've only had her on two confessions since, and I'm pretty sure I said, like, I was bold.
Yeah, but what do you do if you go in and it's
You're
like,
19, how are you still bold?
Father.
I'm wicked bold, father.
I shot 7 men. Well, that's going to be a lot of Hail Marys. You know what I mean?
Take a week off work. Say your Hail Marys.
You're going to be, your vocal cords are going to be reddened by.
Okay, we got one in from Ian on the topic of Protestants and churches. We do believe Mary was a virgin, contrary to Maura's friend, LOL, says Ian. We just don't hold her in such a way as the Roman Catholic Church. We wouldn't have statues in our churches or outside, as we don't believe that they have anything to do with being a Christian, and they aren't going to help you get into heaven, as there is only one way to get into heaven, our faith. Trying not to be too heavy here, lads. Sorry, but that's it in a nutshell. Also, we only have baptisms, getting confirmed, weddings and funerals. That's all there is to it, really. The Church of Ireland be up and down a lot more than us Presbyterians. LOL. Keep her lip, boys. Up Donegal from Ian.
Up Donegal, Ian.
Man, Ian, boy, thank you for that.
Just hard to keep up with it all.
Do you know what? Honestly, we've done it on the main pod, the extra pod, and now we're after Taunton Correspondence, and I'm still fucking none the wiser.
You can't say it. Our statues won't get you into heaven. Who knows?
Who knows, man?
A lot of fellas have tried that.
Yeah, listen, I'd say we're not for heaven anyway.
I was a prick all my life, but what if I fix that roof there, father? How about a little ticket for
heaven? Couple of pound.
Mandy says, for communion, we have real wine with batch bread. None of your shite wafers, thank you.
Well, what religion is that? Is it sourdough?
I think it's Church of Ireland, is it?
Batch bread? What, like, is someone up giving out communion? It's like...
Butter
mayo. It's actually a deli. Their altar's a deli.
Why are you brown?
Priest wears a hairnet. And a gat.
Everyone gets a goujon.
Wow, I'll have garlic. Look, you will not.
We always said the prods had money, didn't we?
There you go.
Fucking batch bread and real wine.
In our under 14 team, an anonymous listener from Belfast says that we have kids who couldn't eat all day due to Ramadan. How are we going to win a championship like that?
Fair enough.
Fucking hell, it must be tough on the kids.
Jeez, lad, I couldn't go training with no grubbing me.
No, you can't go 2 hours without feed, like, never mind a whole day.
Did a lot of research on this and actually rang the local Church of Ireland vicar.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay.
I see, he was surprised to hear you have a phone call from you anyway.
He certainly was, I'll tell you that now. He's 89 years of age. He was doing his best on the phone to talk to me. In Care, we've always said, like, the Protestant church.
Where is that?
Over by the granary.
Oh yeah, across the road.
But to be more accurate, really, they're Anglican. They're Church of Ireland.
Don't, honestly, man. I'm not going to give it to you. It's worse now.
In 20 seconds now. We were all Catholics, right? And then King Henry VIII was like, oh, the wife can't give me a son. I want to give her the flick and get a new wife. And then the Pope's like, lad, remember, we don't do divorce. And then King Henry VIII's like, fuck you. He does what he wants.
Yeah. He shags who he wants.
Yeah. So he's like, well, actually, I'm the head of our church now. We're calling ourselves the Church of England. But there wasn't really much in the difference.
Okay.
Then you had the Reformation, Martin Luther and Calvin. And so John, Calvin Klein, John Calvin Klein. No, they, a lot of Presbyterians would be come from like Scotland originally.
Okay,
and they would be a bit more old school. I don't think I'm speaking out of line here. Their own website could describe themselves as fundamentalist and evangelical. So, Ian Paisley.
Oh yeah.
Presbyterian.
Right.
DUP. I think mostly Presbyterian.
All right. Okay.
So whereas like the Church of Ireland in Care, are it's accurate to say both Anglican and Protestant.
Fucking hell. And do you know who I'm praying to? The God of Nicky English. GA. GA is my religion, lad. There you go. Fucking, I'm still, honestly, thanks for that, Johnny. A lot of people probably will make sense in that. I won't. Last week's mystery topic, meeting the one, John.
Meeting the one. Sean said, my father was a jockey.
Hey.
Now, by the kid. And he also rode horses. He was racing one day and he took a fall, broke his collarbone, and he was out for 4 weeks. As at most jockeys, he usually rode out a few horses in the morning from a trainer, earn a bit of cash. But obviously with the busted collarbone, he couldn't do that either. He was fuming as he missed some of the biggest rides of the season. It's like being away for rag week. In those 4 weeks, and he lost 4 weeks' income from not being able to ride out. When he was fit to ride again, after a few weeks off, he went back to the trainer to start riding out in the mornings. Obviously, someone had to do the job while he was out. So when he went back, he met the girl who took over from him. They hit it off, and 26 years later, they are married with 2 children, myself and a brother, and they're still going strong. If Dad didn't fall off his horse that one day, he may never have met my mother, and I would not be here to tell the story. Although he was pissed off for breaking his collarbone, it must have happened for a reason.
There you go, man. Fate.
I'll tell you why it happened. A reason. Because horses are huge and they move really fast and they jump over ditches with your dad on their back. Your dad broke your collarbone because horse racing is lethal.
Yeah.
All jockeys are wild, man.
Yeah, they're brave men.
Including
and ladies.
Your mother, Sean. Yeah.
Oh.
No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lad, look.
Dangerous sport.
Imagine you're trying to chat up like a female jockey.
Yeah.
And laddie be like, I'm going to give you the ride of your life. She's like,
give it a laugh.
Don't write checks you can't cash. You know what I mean? How are you going to impress her?
Okay, on exposing yourself, Lauren in Canada said, last Monday I woke up and threw on the podcast, headed into the shower, and as I got out, the buzzer went off. It's a UPS order and I buzzed the delivery man in. I was obviously in nothing but a towel. And grabbed the nearest thing to me to throw on and let the delivery man in.
Let him in, girl.
As I opened the door, good old Noel Furlong is on the podcast, shiting on about something, and bear in mind, it's blaring.
How you doing, girl?
The delivery driver was being as awkward. I just got a weird vibe off him. Thought to myself, he probably doesn't know what fucking language is coming out of the speaker, as the Canadians struggle with my Midlands accent. Never mind Noel. I signed for the delivery, and he went on anyway. To my shock and horror, I soon realised that it was not Noel's shite talk that spooked him. I'd thrown on a maxi dress that buttons up at the front as quickly as possible when he was coming up the elevator.
Possible, girl.
The fucking last 2 buttons were wide open. Obviously Russian, I never put on any knickers. And here she was, my Mary on full display. The poor old devil, I nearly died. He wasn't bad looking either. A big fella, about 7 foot tall and wide. Had to message you just to let you know. Pure mortified. Also, what's the story? Poor Leash is getting a terrible gun over on the podcast.
And you're doing so much to change the public image of Leash. We used to think Leash people were rough, but now lots of love for Leash.
A lot of love for Leash. It's we just like to have the crack with people from Leash.
Leash are on the up. Other people on the up. GAA in the States. Kevin in Florida is back on. Last week, remember, he said he was hurling with an Asian lady whose name was Fong.
Yes.
Well, Kevin did a bit of research into Fong. And the story is, she spells it P-H-O-U-N-G.
Yes.
But she still pronounces it the same. Not sure where she's from, but she must have some sort of Asian descent. I'll have to ask her at the next gathering. All she was missing that day was the Astra. I can't believe, also, I got mug cock-blocked by Maura. Absolutely devastated. I forgot to mention that your man with the hockey helmet GoPro combo was an ex-baseball player. During the game, there was an incident where instead of throwing a shoulder or pulling on the loose ball, he grabbed his marker's hurley and fucked it 40 yards over the sideline. The look of astonishment on his face when the ref blew a free against him had us all in knots. I guess that's one way of stopping the opposition.
That was Kevin in Florida, who was on the week before and on the podcast. He had the story about the GoPro. He said the Orlando GA tagged us on Instagram of a reel of Fong.
The actual
reel Fong out in Orlando.
The lady.
She's impressive.
Oh, she can hit.
She's got a nice form, nice strike.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. I can't wait to get back out to America and go and see all those fuckers. I think we've hit on a tread though here.
Well.
Can we get like GA stories from abroad, but like not of Irish people playing? I want like, give us your maddest characters. Like that lad Aquaman we met in like San Diego.
Yeah.
And then look, we've had Fong in Miami. What else can we get from other places? Like, I bet you there's mad people all around the world. Give us the funny stories. Horse Mintas. Right. Who's going to get Two Johnny's podcast mug sponsored by KC Sports, who carry all the lovely Two Johnny's merchandise, twojohnnys.ie for all that. Who's going to get the mug this week?
Mara, who'd you like for the mug?
I feel like Kevin's guilting me into giving him the mug this week. And I'm easily pressurized in that regard.
Yeah, he's flexed his Miami muscles, and I think he's
okay.
I'm also I also feel for the leash lady who got her foof out.
Love that she called it Mary as well.
Yeah, or Mary. I've heard that before. Yeah. Okay, Kevin, you're in Florida, so you'll get your mug in, I don't know, 4 years time.
No, we won't. Come on.
We're joking. Kevin, email podcast at twojohnnys.ie. We have all your contact details. We'll get the mug to you as quick as we can. Weekly roundup. What's going on to Johnny's land this week, John boy?
It's that time of year. COVID is starting to lift and we are back training.
Oh, lad.
I'll tell you one thing.
There's appetite, lad.
5 kilometre runs mean nothing.
100%.
There was lads who've been on Strava setting the thing on fire. And they were huffing and puffing on the drills.
It's all well and good, lad, running with, you know, computers on you and all these lads putting in the tent. That's why I went nicely under the radar.
Did zero running.
Didn't do too much on Strava. It's all in the hands. Went down the other night, picked up the hurler, said, oh, well, I use this one. Sure, doesn't matter. The next thing I was like, jeez, it could be all over the place. First ball come in, bang, hand. I said, whoa.
Stop it.
Shit, call the fire brigade. I'm going to have to put this out. I was on fire. No, do you know what? Nice to be back.
He's been unbearable all week, man.
I have to be honest, though.
He didn't even score.
Training was stupid. We didn't even play a game, so we can't even do contact. But it was so nice to be back and be able to chat to lads. It was lads there I haven't seen since we got knocked out of championship. And what's that last October, September like? So nice to be able to see people and to be back training. But I swear to God, I'm so sore.
Really?
You can do all the gymming and home exercise, Joe Wicks, all this. I've tried all different fitness. And, you know, I've lost weight over lockdown and maintained it. But when you're in a drill and you're the man in the middle and there's two boys on each side poking balls at you and you're twisting, turning, up, bending down, catching it high, jeez, I'm still just recovering. And football training was on the other night and the lads were like, are you going football? Because obviously we're a dual club.
Yes.
And I was like, jeez, I honestly don't think I'll be able to. Like,
okay.
So at the moment now, I'm just in limbo as to trying to play both codes. I'd say, I'm getting old, man. I'm turning 30. So by the time you listen to this podcast on Monday, next Friday, I'm 30.
Yeah, you swear it was Christmas. I'm not joking.
It's a big deal. It's a big landmark. I'm feeling a bit emotional about it, to be honest.
We were.
I'll talk more about it on the extra pod. I'm sure we'll probably do a topic on turn 30. But can
you were talking about it, and my miss said to me afterwards, it's fair to the wedding.
Yeah, but like, you know, big deal.
What?
It's a big deal.
We'll talk about it next week. Anyway,
I'm gonna fucking have it out with her now. After this, we'll fucking have it out.
You can tell who's been in the gym and who hasn't. Tell you that.
Don't train.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of lads have come back and they're as skinny as. Do you remember the old World Cup symbol of for like the lad playing soccer? It was just a stick inset.
Some lads
are like that, and more lads are absolute tanks.
Stop.
We started the Facebook group.
Yes, we did. Two Johnny's podcast Facebook group. What's it called, Neil?
The Two Johnny's community.
Wow. There you go. Two Johnny's community on Facebook.
We are open to new names.
Yeah. New name suggestions. We will take them on board. But the Two Johnny's community, you can join that group on Facebook. We'll all be having the crack where we can all just like-minded people getting together, having fun. Also, the Apple Green Two Johnny's chicken rolls. Big response, lads. People were saying, yeah, Two Johnny's doing God's work. We're just doing our bit for the country. to make chicken rolls at an appropriate price.
A lot of people saying we've done more for Ireland than the government. I mean, I didn't say that.
Yeah, a lot of people asking us to intervene in the housing crisis, other similar things. Look, we start small.
Yeah.
We'll get bigger.
€4 houses for everyone. We need a sponsor to come on board. Who's going to do it?
Sherry Fitzgerald.
Order your two Johnny's house. Use the hashtag housing crisis.
Can I just say on the birthday thing?
What?
A couple of cards starting to come in from listeners of the podcast and stuff, and a couple of gifts and stuff. First of all, you know, it's really thoughtful and really nice. And secondly, you know, hold on to your possessions. There's no need to give them. And also, somebody sent me €50 on a card.
No way.
Yeah, from a listener of the podcast.
What?
I mean, yeah, I know, yeah.
Cash.
I think we've overplayed, like we're going all right. You know, I was thinking, like, I really like Louis Theroux, but I wouldn't send him £50 in a card. And it's lovely, and to the girl in, lovely, 30 today, a really nice card. Really, you're 30. I mean, that's like an actual proper grown-up person. And it says, to Johnny Smacks from your super fan Amanda in Yall, and €50 in it. Amanda, it's very unsafe to be sending money via post. I will just say that now. But it's appreciated. I'm going to give the money to charity. And by charity, I mean I'm going to give it to the GA club. They're fucking broke. We're doing a lot of development. So I'm going to donate that money to anybody else. Do not send money.
That might buy, like...
If you want to send a card, send a card. It's well appreciated.
To the mats. That'll buy you, like, an inch of AstroTurf.
Yeah, there we go. I'll give it to charity, or I'll do something for it, anyway. I won't be holding on to it.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, incredible. I love that people are fully convinced I'm poor. Let's keep it that way.
Cut them going around the place.
That's why I wear shorts. I can't afford full pants. Okay, if you haven't signed up to the extra Patreon podcast yet, you are really missing out. On last week's extra podcast, number 60, I nabbed Maura in 30 seconds of truth, and she gave us this belter. And last question, Maura, just for good measure, have you ever owned a sex toy or any sex paraphernalia? It's not a delay in the line.
You know what the answer is. Like, you know, I'm... You know, I've gone through periods of being single. Like, yeah, I've owned a vibrator. No woman should be afraid to say she owns a vibrator. Okay.
Come on. And there we have this week's podcast clip.
I'm with you, Maura.
No, fair play to you, Maura. Fucking owning it. That's what I like to see. The Tokyo Summer Olympic Games will be held from July the 23rd to August the 8th, 2021. With this in mind, we've decided to look at the history of the event, ask if it's true that a load of riding goes on in the Olympic Village. That's the reason people want to qualify for the Olympics.
History of the Olympics, right, real quick.
The Olympics, lad, you have to call it the Olympics.
The Olympics?
Yes.
What country does it come from?
Greece.
Fact.
Yeah.
3,000 years ago, they say.
Yeah, that's why the boys used to wear the things on their heads. The old grass hairbands. What's that called?
Is it an olive wreath?
Olive wreath, is it?
Olive wreath was the prize at the ancient Olympic Games.
That's a ship prize.
We're at a gold medal.
Do you get a few pound?
Jeez, you get money for medals.
I don't think you do, do you?
You must get a couple of quid.
No, you don't get money for medals. Some countries give their medal winners a bonus for winning.
An incentive.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first modern Olympics then took place in 1896 in Athens, featured 280 participants from only 13 countries. I was reading a book about old boxing rules. You'll enjoy this, but the boxing rules from back like thousands of years
ago. Okay, right, yeah.
So they say, right? Mm-hmm. Two lads, they'd be on sand or something because it was Greece. I don't know, you know what I mean? You'd each have like a stick or a spear or something. You'd put yours down there, I put mine down here. This is like our corner.
Okay.
And you go out and you bait the head of each other. And when a lad falls to the ground, you pause. So you can't hit him on the ground, right? Okay.
Show him fair play.
Hey, fair play. Show him fair play.
Yeah.
And it doesn't start until he gets back up and like taps the stick.
Okay.
And you were allowed to tap your stick 3 times. And if you fell for the 4th time, fight was over.
Wow. Bring that back.
That's fair rules.
I want to see lads getting panned.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What else have we got here? The official symbol of the Olympic Games, you know, the 5 coloured rings.
Yeah.
It's for the 5 continents.
I did not know that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like my brain's been opened up now. Is that what it is? Five continents?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It seems obvious now that you think of it.
Yeah, it's obviously, if you qualify for the Olympics, you have to get the Olympic rings tattooed onto you. That's obviously in contract. A lot of people do have them tattooed on them who go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Mick Conlon has them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I bet he regrets it now. They fucked him over. He's definitely getting them lasered off.
Sure, yeah.
100%.
He make him into something funny. Yeah. The Winter Olympics started in 1924, including such events as figure skating, ice hockey, bobsledding, and the biathlon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. That's grand. Keep it going. Keep it going.
For people just thinking like, oh, what's in the Olympic Games? Just watch Cool Runnings. You don't need to watch anything else. That'll tell you enough about the Winter Olympic Games. Jamaica, man, the bobsled team.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get an Irish bobsled team? Do they have an Irish bobsled team? And if not, no. Like, let's get on it, right? Three of us and Mara.
Sorry, I just looked up biathlon. A Nordic skiing event in which the competitors combine cross-country skiing and rifle shooting.
Sweet.
That's a pretty good event.
It's pretty cool.
Ski and then shoot something.
Fucking class. That's target shooting. I've seen that. They wear the thing on their eye.
Class.
Yeah.
Right, let's get to it. Sex in the Olympic Village.
What we came here for. Only we could spin a topic on the Olympics into sex.
It's legendary. The Tokyo Olympics, right? They're going to be held in 23rd of July.
Yeah.
They have banned physical contact because of the coronavirus. You're not allowed to even high five someone? Because like...
It's going to be some sort of virtual sex. It's just people shagging tablets.
Wanking at each other.
Out the window at each other in the village. You're fucking sexy.
Not you. You close your window.
Yeah. No, not you. Jesus, he throws the discus. He's massive. Close the window.
It's the shot put I want.
So where's the shot put, man? Get him out here. Get out on that balcony. You shot put bastard.
Okay, man. The Olympic Village is notorious.
There'd be some men to fucking... There'd be some men to have one off the wrist, though. The arms on him.
What about the javelin lad?
Oh, the javelin lad. He's like a machine gun.
Hitting a target, he's got a dartboard in the wall. Jizz. Bullseye. Okay, here's a good stat for you. You want a stat? 2016 games were in Rio de Janeiro.
Yes.
Brazil. They handed out 450,000 condoms to the athletes. 17 day event, right? Yeah. Hang with me. Mm-hmm. If there is about 11,000 athletes, that's roughly 40-something condoms each. And if you last the full 17 days, that'd be 2.35 condoms per day.
There must be some posh wanking going on. They're hardly all banging that much. Like, some of them have to have partners.
They're banging, John. You're so stressed. And, right, you can't be going downtown trying to pull someone because you haven't got time. You can't be drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be in your room. And so you're rooming, like next door to you is somebody in the exact same position thinking, I need to get a good night's sleep. I need to do my stretching. Wouldn't mind a bit of a ride. You know what I mean?
So they're like a secret knock. So they just like. And then it's like, bang, this fella comes in through the door.
Wait, no, was that the hand job knock? Or was that...
Alex, listen, I better not wear any clothes just in case.
That was the finger knock, was it? I can't remember.
But like, do you think there's an unwritten rule that like all athletes like get some sort of an email that says, look, just fucking bang away. But here's a load of condoms. Like, put it this way, if you're the partner of someone going to the Olympics, I'm worried, to be honest, right? Like if my husband is going body, like he's in the weightlifting or something over there, like, and the testosterone flowing out of him, like, he's going through them condoms like fucking bonbons.
Oh,
like.
Some figure skater's getting it. Yeah. ESPN did a documentary about it and they reckon that about 70% of athletes are at it.
Fuck.
You're riding 2-3 times a day. But do you see the accommodation they're giving them in Japan?
Oh my god.
The room has no television.
I'm just...
No wonder you're riding.
I'm looking at the size of the bed too. Like, it's just as well Usain Bolt's retired, because I tell you, 6'7", he's not fucking fitting in that bed. That is the smallest bed. Think like the Falch in Killarney. That's the type of bed we're dealing with here. It's like a single... It's got a little light over the bed and just two single beds in the room. Are they sharing?
Yeah, you'd probably be rooming with somebody.
That's a disaster.
You're trying to compete for a gold medal and the lad beside you is snoring, shagging some Scandinavian.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's shagging a long distance runner, like. And I mean, they're fit.
It's like, lad, chuck it in.
It's not going
to throw a shot put in the morning. Got to run a marathon in the morning.
I love the shot put.
Why do you like the shot put?
I love all those sports that, like, you only see them at the Olympics.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to turn on telly on a Saturday and be like, yes,
high jump,
discus. Yeah. You know what I mean? No one, like. But then every 4 years you're like, I'm so into fucking, you know, slalom canoeing right now.
Oh, you get all the names and
yeah,
all.
It's yeah, like my main thing. If you go into the pub then, letting on you know everything about the Olympics. Yeah. Being like, we're watching the slalom in earlier on.
And then you've heard Jimmy McGee or someone say something, yes, and you're like,
God rest.
Yo, did you know he actually came second in the Europeans? Like, oh, did he? Yeah, as if you knew it, like, you know. Oh, man, they started handing out condoms in 1988. Date naps, right?
Do you reckon there's a special date nap for, like, the Olympics?
There should be for athletes.
Tinder Olympics, like.
God, there absolutely should be.
There has to be.
You don't want to be messing with civilians, like. You're locked into the Olympics.
You know what I mean? Who wants to have sex with a civilian?
Gold medalists only.
I only fuck podium finishers. Yeah.
You won the world championships. Not the same thing.
Yeah, where'd you come? Fourth. You guys, get out of my room. The discus guy's next door. He'd probably take you on.
In, man, Grindr at the 2012 Olympics in London crashed.
Wow.
It's getting that much use.
Jesus. That's
a lot of riding.
That is a lot of riding. Security in the Olympic Village. Now, that's the job you want, because you're on campus, like.
Lad,
if I'm doing security in there, though, I'm just bringing, like, a leotard just in case.
What?
And then at night, like, when my shift's finished, I'll just walk around in, like, you know, some sort of, and I'll be like, oh, I'm, shit, what athlete would I most look like? They don't have hot dog eating in the Olympics.
Darts.
They don't have darts in it either. Okay, what's some sport?
You go for the shot put. Some shot put.
You're way bigger than me, like.
You're not a marathon runner. You gotta be going for power.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm going around being like, oh, I'm doing the shot put for Ireland. So I brought an Irish leotard with me. Or what are they called? You know?
A onesie,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Just walking around there, but I'm a security guard, but they think I'm in the Olympics.
Right.
Cleaning up. Fucking cleaning up. You know what I mean? Just strutting around, just like, wah.
Do you remember we did that topic on bouncers and said that, you know, bouncers did really well with women? Yeah, but I don't know, when you're in the Olympic Village, if being a bouncer is that impressive anymore. It's impressive, you know, in Nina.
That's,
yeah, the lad beside you is a gold medal boxer, you know. money.
Money, please, yeah, talk money to me. Talk dirty to me.
The site at the Olympic Village in Tokyo has already been sold for 127 million.
Jesus. That's the thing with, like, in Barcelona, the Olympics was in Barcelona in 1992, I think, if I'm right. Mm. And now it's just where, like, tourists go to see the dancing fountains.
I went there.
Yeah, I went there as well, yeah. And you know I'm not into sightseeing, but those dancing fountains are quite interesting.
It was good. Now,
yeah, it was good. But, like, it's pretty much, there's not much happening around there.
No.
Like, London have kind of repurposed. I was watching a documentary on it. They've repurposed almost the most from other cities.
Really?
So, yeah, so West Ham play in the Premier League, play their soccer in the Olympic Stadium in London.
That's handy.
And then I think, like, Swim England have taken over the swimming, though, and so they've repurposed most of it. Like, but some money goes into it.
Wait,
for a fucking 17-day event or whatever it is. Like,
did West Ham buy it or what?
I think they have it on, like, a long lease, but they got a really good deal on it. I remember at the time, like, people were like, oh, they fucking robbed the Olympics out of it. But, yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not getting into that.
The Rio Olympics, they said it cost $13 billion. $11 billion of that is paid by the taxpayer. You know, Brazil doesn't have it to be thrown it away.
Yeah, they could really repurpose that at the moment.
Man, imagine it was in Ireland. We'd be broke.
Someone who could afford it, though. The 2014 Russian Winter Olympics cost a record $51 billion. That's only short change for those boys out there in Russia. Like.
Putin just rang someone and was like, you pay.
Yeah. You pay or I kill.
I pay last time, you pay now. Man, now imagine it's in Ireland.
The Olympics in Ireland.
We'd be broke.
They'd be repurposed in Mosny. They're like, get out that old running track, but it's grass. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Like, Ireland would half arse it.
In a shock turn of events, this year's boxing event is held at Hayes's nightclub in Thurles. The beach volleyball is underway in Tremor. If people could refrain from lighting bonfires on the court, that'd be great. Kayaking down the River Shore, getting caught in a load of illegal nets around Carrick. Go away, boy, I thought you were a salmon. Huh? Road cycling around Mayo, getting clipped by a van every 100 yards.
It'd be gas. But when Ireland had the Special Olympics, it was a class time. Like,
yeah, it's less athletes, it's more manageable.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. We probably wouldn't be able for something as big, would we? No, definitely not.
Do you know what? All this to me, all these Olympic villages, is just Mickey measuring. Look what we built.
Yeah.
The big bird's nest they had over in China that time.
That was...
Yeah, but there's nothing going on there.
Yeah. That's true. In London, I think all those apartments are like fucking crazy prices now to rent. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Those little apartments that the actual village. Like.
Where's the money? Well, it's not as class like, but...
Yeah. The Irish at Tokyo 2021, there's currently 67 Irish athletes across 13 sports qualified for the games, and another dozen are currently in qualifying quota positions. So you can't just get in, right? This was my thing, was like, let's find something that like no one else in Ireland is doing.
Yes.
And we'll give it a good run for its money. But, you know, seemingly there's qualifying quotas. They were brought about by Eddie the Eagle, lad. Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that film, Eddie the Eagle?
Where's he from again?
He's from England.
Okay.
So he was like, oh, like he tried a load of different Olympic sports early in his life and was like shit at all of them. And then he was like, ski jump. No one does it from here. Oh, so I'll just do it. And then like all he had to do was like go to a qualifying event, I think. And then he done it and was like, yeah, you're in the Olympics. And then they changed the rules and were like, no, you have to like attempt a bigger fucking jump or something like that. And the mad bastard went and did it. Like he got trained by Hugh Jackman in the film. I don't know who the real guy is. But he went to the Winter Olympics.
No way.
Yeah, no, he's like, his jump into Winter Olympics was around 20 metres shorter than everyone else.
Yeah, but still. Like,
he still got to go. And he's still earning a living out. Yeah, Eddie the Eagle. Yeah. Fucking, you should watch that film. It's pretty good. Like.
Our brainwave, Mara, was that no one in Ireland was doing the 10 metre diving. And we thought, we'll fucking do it. Even if we only dive feet first, it'll be like...
Pencil dive.
Yeah, but you've got to put us forward. We're the only option.
Yeah. But I think a girl qualified for the 10-metre diving.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
We've been up to the top of the 10-metre board.
It's, oh my God.
Terrifying.
Because you'd look at it on telly and be like, jeez, that's, you know, fair going there, all the spins are doing.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it, like walking to the edge, and I was like, please, Johnny, don't like even be joking or messing now, don't touch me. I was, you know that Mr. You know the scene of Mr. Bean when he gets to the top, like, and he's just crawling along it. I actually lay down and just like dragged my body limply to the edge just to look over it. I didn't want to look I didn't want to just peek over it. I couldn't do it. Like, jumped off to 7.5.
Fair scary.
Feet first. We done like a video for Lynx.
I wanted to wear runners and they wouldn't let me.
Because like your man was like, oh, I don't think you guys will do it. We were like, we'll fucking do it. And then he was like, oh, you're only allowed to jump feet first. We were like, oh yeah, got up to 7.5. I was like, not a hope would I go ahead for it. I would 100% die. Like, even off the springboard, York. That's a meter. It's a meter and a half off the pool and it's a little bit of a springboard. And he was like, you can jump head first off that. First one I've done, bang, big belly flop. He said, I'll stick to the feet first. Thanks a million. Clattered. Up in the National Aquatic Centre, there was like Olympic swimmers down practicing on the far end, and I said they could hear when the moment my body just clattered off the top of the water. You know, when the proper one didn't even cut the water, stomach was reddened after it. That was a bad day, man. That was we done swimming in the morning, right? We done that diving, and then we had to do like
a gymnastics
video in the afternoon. And your man was like, "Be careful on the trampoline." I was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Go up on a trampoline and fell down the side of it. You know where the springs are? Fell down the side of it and like honestly cut all the... I still have a scar on my leg.
Still has a scar.
Cut all the inside of my leg the whole way up. And then your mum's like, "Hey, all right?" I was like, "Yeah, not a bother." I was like, "No." He was like, "You sure you want to carry on?" I was like, "Absolutely, no problem." And when he went away, I was like, "Oh, Johnny, me leg." I was like, fucking... It was all scrubbed and fucking blood and everything. Gymnastics is hard, although the floor routine... I did find a niche in that.
You excelled.
I did excel when it came to that, yeah.
Tipperary's Charlene Maudsley.
Yes, part of the Irish 4x400 team. This is the relay team I'm on about.
Yeah, the ones you think are only going for the ride.
I'm only having a laugh. You're making sound bad now. They qualified a couple of weeks ago. And they knocked 8 seconds off the Irish national record. Team includes Chris O'Donnell, Phil Healy, Thomas Barr. Athletics, man. If you're going to go to the Olympics, and that's kind of what you want to be doing. Athletics or like boxing.
Do you think they're the glamorous ones?
Yeah, the boxing is definitely the glamorous one. Like, they're always heroes if they medal at all, like, and come home. Like, they're absolute heroes. Like, we're crying out in Ireland for an athletics Olympian. Someone we had Sonia O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then before like her time, there was others. But really, she's the last one that we remember probably in our lifetime. Mm. I remember her, must have been Sydney 2000. And we were all like, stopped school.
Yeah.
A tiny fucking, the smallest portable television known to man. And the whole school.
The size of an iPad.
Yeah, and the whole school cowered in around it watching her like. I think she came second. I believe she was bit by Gabriella Chavu.
Correct.
I was watching it on Reeling in the Ears there not so long ago.
But the thing about going for the Olympics is it's tough on the people who are doing the more obscure ones. Like if you're going boxing, you're probably getting the most amount of funding because you're,
yeah,
it's great. It's carded like,
yeah.
And then afterwards, you're thinking, well, I might go pro.
Yeah, there's some sort of a path. That's a lot of boxing pros have gone through the Olympics, done well at the Olympics.
Yeah, but it's harder if you're doing high jump or shot put.
Yeah,
it must be harder to go pro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Harder, probably harder to earn a living. But then you look at like the O'Donovan's doing the rowing. Like, you know, there wasn't a massive interest in the rowing, like really in Ireland, until those two boys done that interview. Like.
Yeah, but they are not full-time rowers.
No, that's true.
Isn't one of them a doctor?
Yeah, no, they're getting nice old funding off the Olympics.
Yeah, but actually the mad thing for me now is, sure, they're split up. It's Paul O'Donovan and he's got a new rowing partner, Fintan McCarthy.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, I swear to God, that new lad, he better be fair funny. I don't care if he touches the fucking board. He better, like, we should have just got Pat Short.
It's like breaking up. It's like breaking up the Hardy Boys, man, in the wrestling, isn't it? It's just not going to be the same. Like we broke the tag team. They'll win gold. They'll be like, come on, just the interviews we came for. Fair play on the gold boys.
I think you should have just put in Pat Short. Pat, you came in last. But yes, we got a fair goal. Ha! I was in the ball. Thought I'd never get out of it. Ha!
Love it.
Pat Short for this double skull.
Lightweight boxer Kelly Harrington, even though she has yet to officially qualify for Tokyo, she's also predicted to win a medal. So
she's
like
a dinger.
So they have these predictions already out. Funding for athletes.
Well, let's say the rugby sevens.
Yes.
They're going. The women's hockey team, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be looking to drive it on.
Yeah.
And we have Ireland's first ever taekwondo athlete is going.
Yeah, Jack Woolley.
What a name.
That is some name. That's going to make him stand out, isn't it?
I wonder, could he like cross over to MMA or anything if he wanted?
He could probably fuck someone up, I'd say. Taekwondo. If
did
any
Ronda
of those...
Ronda Rousey, I think, had... Did she have a silver medal on taekwondo or judo at the Olympics?
Well, I stand to you.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, 3 Olympic gold medals for American wrestling. Boy, he went on WWE job.
Nice.
He did. If any of the athletes go and want to get in touch with us, we'll think of like some sort of a celebration. We'll get behind you. Okay, funding for athletes, Johnny.
Yes. If you're like podium level, you're getting about 40 grand. World class up to 20, and then international, they say a maximum of 12 grand. That's only about the dole.
Yeah.
Tough going.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. Like we imagine like these Olympians are like on amazing money and the whole lot, but they're not, like, and they've put their whole lives on hold.
Yeah.
Like, with the sacrifices they're making must be absolutely crazy to even like compete to get to the Olympics, never mind even getting to them. And then when you get there, then it's a whole other.
Yeah, but I suppose they're like, if you're still working, they're like an inter-county team, aren't they?
Yeah. It's not money. It's not bad money to be getting if you're still working. But I'd say, like, if you're getting 40 grand a year and you want to medal at the Olympics, you're not going to have a job. Like.
No way.
You're going to have to dedicate your whole life to it. And it's class. Like, there is something special about the Olympics, though.
Oh, it's magic.
It is. There's something class about it. Like, I wish I was good enough to go in any capacity.
More than the World Championships.
Like, the Olympics is what you want, isn't it?
It's the prestige.
Yeah.
I think it must be hard to keep the focus in the off-season because it's such a 3-year swing. You know what I mean? If you're doing something unusual, like if you're trying to play soccer, like you could go on and make millions.
Yeah.
If you're trying to play GA, you might get a free car and skip the queue and coppers, whatever. But do you know what I mean? If you're doing in the Olympics and you're a soloist, you got to keep the head down for years. Tough going.
That is, and then you have to peak at the right time. It is tough. More than 100 American athletes started GoFundMe pages in the run up to Rio 2016, looking for funds for new equipment and to help them cover their basic living expenses while they tried to concentrate and train. Some even applied for food stamps.
Isn't that amazing?
America's really like got to look at their structure if that's the case of what their athletes are doing.
Yeah.
For Jesus, I thought they'd be on like millions.
The Americans win a lot of medals.
Yeah. Fucking give him a few pounds.
All right, them and the Chinese are always shaping up who can get the most medals.
Yeah. Maybe this year it's going to be Ireland.
And we've got some new sports added to the games this year.
Yeah.
Surfing.
How do you pick a winner in surf?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Even like same in skateboard.
Yeah, but sure.
I just want races.
But is that not comparable to figure skating?
I suppose artistic and that, yeah.
Probably the skateboarding is probably sponsored by Monster.
No, like, you know, it's hard surfing, like.
Yeah.
Like, what if one, like, it's a bigger wave than another lad?
But they have surfing world championships.
Yeah.
So they know
somebody,
how to do it.
If someone could get, honestly, somebody get in touch, let us know how you score surfing.
Baseball, softball, karate, sport climbing. Have you seen this?
I heard you and Neil talking about it the other day.
Rock climbing, but the hands are in the same place every time. So you just fly up the wall in about 5 seconds like a spider.
Parkour job.
Very scary. You want to laugh, lads? Put sport climbing into YouTube. Very impressive. Very scary.
Right. Let's say we're coordinating our own Olympic Games, right? The non-Olympic Games, we'll call it, right?
Right.
Or if somebody has a better name, we're open to that. We're like, so we can't go to the Olympics. Because we're not athletes, right? And we're just...
Well, COVID, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we just have to sometimes, you know, as two men in their 30s now, which it's not going to happen for
we're
us.
Not going
to
make
it. But we want to peak at some sort of an Olympics. So we, like, you know, if you want a job doing, do it yourself.
Right, okay. Two Johnnies, Irish Olympics.
Yeah, right.
Downhill cycling, where lads don't use their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to put a bottle in the mud guard. So it goes brrr.
In the spokes, yeah. Yeah, like that. I like that. You obviously can't wear a t-shirt as well because all hard bastards who cycle and don't touch the handlebars normally don't have tops on.
No tops on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get extra points if you can smoke a fag.
Yeah, at the same time, yeah.
Or...
The Harshaw Olympics. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could be drinking a bottle of Coke or something.
Yeah. Man, I was walking down the Swiss the other day and a fella passed me and he was like, rang his bell on his bike and that was the only time he touched the handlebars.
Oh, what a legend.
Honestly, he was like, rang the bell as if like, get out of my way, and just cycled down with his two hands in his pocket. And I thought like, there's a part of me wants to fly kick you off the bike, but the other like 90% is fair impressed that you cycled the whole way down there without touching the handle. How did it do? When I was a young lad, I was always like, look at me, man. But I'd always like cheekily have one hand on it, like, you know. I could never go with two hands.
No way.
Lads pulling wheelies, well. There's a crew of young lads who don't care at the moment pulling wheelies.
They're all townies, though.
I know, but they're fair good at wheelies.
Yeah, but no one from the country can do a wheelie.
Do you reckon?
100%.
It's a townie. One young lad went down by the Galileo the other day and he was like proper on one wheel for like 20 seconds. I was like, fucking, he must be getting all the shifts when teenage discos come back.
Hang on, Maury, you're from the country. Hear me out here. None of the country people were cycling around with no hands doing wheelies, were they?
No, because... can't do that on a country road. You get hit by a tractor like so.
Wow. Roll rock on the townies. What else is in our Two Johnnies Olympics?
Dead arm competition.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's see, people are coming at it being like, oh, Olympic sports should be, you know, really hard for athletes and blah. We're coming at this from a light entertainment
point of
television
view.
Kind of point of view here. Who doesn't want to see a dead arm competition?
You flick a coin to see who goes first,
right?
And then you just stand there and hammer each other's arms one over and back.
But you're not allowed to run up. You have to plant your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's you have to have some boundaries.
Right.
The shot put lad's going to be fair good at that. You fucking arms on, you won't feel a thing.
Well,
like hitting a boulder.
As you suggested, there should be a competition for one of those machines.
That's it. Instead of boxing, right, at the Two Johnnies Olympics, we'll have the oak in arcades. You know the thing that pops down more and you give it a slap.
Yeah.
Just thought of a funny story there. They had one of him out the back of Irwin's pub and care boxing machine. And this was just before COVID, I'd say. Yeah. And they had like, oh, it was a big beer garden. And they had the fucking boxing machine in the corner of it. And a couple of like, you know, a lot of young lads were going up like pegging it or whatever. Like, and I was like, I'm not going near that now. Like, do you know what I mean? And then after three or four pints, like me and a couple of our friends were like, come on, we'll have a go at the boxing machine, whatever.
Yeah.
And I had loafers on, Mara. Like these real fancy loafers, right? And they had like, they were like, you know, they weren't made for any sort of like physical.
They're slippers, lads.
Yeah, they're basically glorified slippers, right? So it was my turn anyway on the machine, and the boys all sat down at our table, and I walked over to the machine like, and put the money in, let down the yolk. And I was like, fuck it, everyone's watching me, you know, like, and they'll be like, yeah, that fucker from the two Johnnies now, I hope he like mishits it or something. Mara, I put everything I had, swung back my fist, my whole body by it went in, totally missed the yolk, right? 2 feet went from underneath me, hopped off the ground. I mean, hopped off the ground. And it's, but in my mind, right, when I missed it, it was like slow motion, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to hit the ground. So by the time I actually hit the ground, I like a ninja, just popped back up onto my feet, walked over to the boys, the lads. By the time I got back to the table to sit down with the boys, they still hadn't laughed. You know that way where, you know it's just quiet, you know it's just quietness. And like people are like, and then when I got down to the table, they just rinsed me for the rest of the night. I was so tempted to ring Annie and be like, bring in me Asics. I'm going to put this fucking right. And at that, oh, I was so mortified. I totally forgot that song. Oh, honestly, thinking about now, I'm going red. I'm cringing. Absolutely cringing.
That should be in the Olympics.
Yeah, 100%. It's such a good sport. Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury aren't actually fighting. They're just going to like box this boxing machine all night.
Why don't we have a best call-out video? No actual fights.
Okay, just shaping.
Yeah, you just film yourself insulting a lad.
Okay, right.
See you when I get you. I'm going to flatten you.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
There you go. Good one. Fag-smoking relay race. Okay?
Okay.
It's the 15-box relay.
Yeah.
So I light a fag and I just go, and I pass it on to you.
Right.
And then we have to try and smoke all the fags. So it's a fag smoking relay competition. All the hard lads be like, pass it out, smoking the fags as hard as they can.
That's crazy. You're very dangerous.
Well, it's not COVID compliant.
I want to see like lads like me racing. Do you know what I mean? Like lads who just aren't fit enough for like, you know, normal racing. Like, you know the way they have weight categories in boxing?
Yeah.
It's like you have weight categories for running, but like the heavier, the better it'll be like. If you want like slow lads running, like that's what I want to see in a race. Like, I want to see like the 200 meters, but like everyone's fair fucked by the time it gets to the finish line. Because like if you watch a 1500 meters, that's not too bad, but like a 5000 meter race or something. Which is like basically if you're watching it for like 20 minutes. You want it to be like, oh, that was a gas race over there in fucking 20, 30 seconds.
It doesn't get going until near the end.
Yeah, you'd be flicking that over now, you'd be flicking. Whereas lads running from 200 metres like with guts. That's what you want.
Gut racing.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like a lad getting over the finish line, bang, he's straight on a defib. Do you know what I mean? The oxygen on him straight. Like that's entertaining.
Pub league stuff.
Yeah, lads, that's it. It's like the pub Olympics. That's what we're going for here.
So is there a minimum body fat?
Yeah, you have to be over like 35% body fat to compete in the race. That's entertainment. That's why. But it's giving normal lads a chance. Yeah. That's what this Olympics is all. That's going to be the tagline. But
people,
what have you done today to be normal? You know what I mean? That's going to be the song. We need a song. The Olympics needs a song.
Well, instead of we could be heroes, we could be normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for one day. I want, you know, do you ever see the old lads in country pubs playing skittles out the back of the pub?
Yeah.
With blocks of timber or rings.
Yeah. Rings. Bringing that rings into the Olympics. Yeah, 100%.
The main one I want to introduce to the two Johnnies Olympics, a saluting competition.
So, are lads driving past each other? Or?
Hang on. Do you know there's like a police training course where you come out and you have to shoot the bad guys, but not shoot the civilians?
Oh, Okay.
So you'd be driving around town and you'd be saluting people, but you can't salute anyone you don't know.
Okay.
And then one finger, but if it's a family member, you can be, or if it's one of the boys, you can be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, great technique. He's gone for the how are you, boss. Yeah. Like, oh, throwing the hand at him. Saluting Olympics.
Yeah, I like that. Can we open this up to the listeners to see what sports they'd like to see in the joint? Lads, honestly, this is gathering momentum. I reckon we can run this fucking thing. We'll take over UL or something for a weekend and run the Johnny's Olympics. Let's try and make it happen, like when COVID fucks up.
There's got to be some sort of headers and volleys.
Olympics. Nine lives in the Olympics.
Maura, what do you reckon and we're missing here?
No, that all sounds good. Yeah. And then Maura
wants no part in this.
We see, like, Maura, we can have a competition for Maura, and it's like, who can, like, put most lads unconscious in 60 seconds from sleeper holds? Yeah, sound good, Maura?
Yeah, definitely.
It's just
yeah.
lads sitting on bar stools, and Maura just comes up. One, he's gone. Two, he's gone. Three, they're all just falling off chairs, left, right, and centre. To Johnny's Olympics. Get in touch. Let us know what you'd like to see in the Olympics. If you have a game, or if you have a better name for this, we're open to that as well. Get in touch. Podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie. Get us an Instagram at thetwojohnnies. Let us know your thoughts. She's a happy woman as she finally got her planning permission. Well, hey, Maureen, who did you have to give a brown envelope to, and what is your mystery topic?
No brown envelopes, thank God. But yeah.
You just put
building.
A bag of shit in your local councillor's letterbox.
Send Ted down, yeah. lads, do you know the way we talk about college as a rite of passage? You know, you go to college for riding and drinking. Do you think
like
you
the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think you could manage going to a college without that? Because such a place exists. We've been talking a lot about religion. Well, the Mormons have a college in Utah called Brigham Young University, BYU, it's a very prestigious university. But they have a code of honor. So, like, this is like you have to stick to this, even if you're not a member of their church is called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So, this is what you have to adhere to, even if you're an atheist or whatever religion you are, if you're a student at this college. You have to behave in line with LDS teachings, such as academic honesty, adherence to dress and grooming standards, abstinence from extramarital sex and homosexual behaviour, and no consumption of illegal drugs, coffee, tea, alcohol or tobacco.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I thought this was mad, like, because I was trying to kind of, like, check it out, like, what's the story? Like, some Mormons don't even drink Diet Coke because it has caffeine in it. But, Smacks, you're a big fan of Kevin Bridges. Did you ever see the of when he did a bit of stand-up about, you know, joking about American high school parties, and he went to, you know, this guy, Chad Hogan, and then there is actually a real-life Chad Hogan.
Yeah, he tracks him down.
Yeah, like Chad Hogan has this wild party at his house, but he's a Mormon, and it's actually mad. It's like there's no alcohol served it, but they're all wild and loose. Mormon lads aren't even allowed to have beards. They can have mustaches, but the rest of their face has to be clean shaven.
Wow.
It's just mad. It's like, interestingly though, I was reading some like online forums about this. It's like, what is college? What's it actually like going to college there? And like, basically, students don't really do anything beyond shifting, like kissing. That's it. In Utah, it's actually the youngest age of getting married in the US. So the average age of brides is 24, and the average age of grooms is 26. And somebody said that, like, you know, engagement rings are common. And you can see strollers going, you know, people pushing baby prams around college campus. But it's mad. There, one experience here, if I can just find it, was the guy that said, rather than making out with his Yeah, what did he say? Instead of drinking or clubbing at the weekend, I'd be going on hiking or road trips with friends. Instead of having
sounds like Johnny V.
Yeah. Instead of having sex every evening, my various girlfriends and I would hit the gym or go for a run or something.
That doesn't sound like Johnny V.
Yeah. And it's actually, like, you think this would maybe put off a lot of athletes going to college, that strict honor code. Like, imagine winning a big game and then not being able to have a few drinks after it. BYU is the only school in the nation that has strict honor code and still successful in sports at the Division One level. Now, one thing that is in BYU's favor is that because it's a church-run school, tuition is actually really cheap. So, like, the cost of undergrad tuition for a year in America could be, like, anything from 12 grand to 40 grand to even higher, 100 grand. But the tuition at BYU is $4,000 a year. So, and people seem to have a really positive experience of it, like, because there's a lot of questions online asking, you know, what is your experience of going somewhere like that? And they're like, yeah, everybody's really nice and friendly. Salt Lake City, which is nearby, that's voted, I think, the number one place to live in America because of low crime rates and it being so clean. Now, like, obviously, you know, it's not great if you're a member of the LGBT community because, you know, it's not something that's, you know, looked on favorably by Mormons. But yeah, it's just very interesting that people go there and are happy because I can't imagine myself being happy there. But what's your thoughts on a college experience like that?
Oh, I think, like, everyone should go to college, even if it's only for a few months, just to experience the madness. College without drink is weird, but like college without that. So basically, this Mormon place to me seems like college, but you can't really, how will I say, experience what real life is, which is like fucking bit of crack, getting to know yourself, your own body, your own crack. Like,
well, this is real life if you're Mormon.
Yeah. Well, so can you only go to this college if you're Mormon?
No, anyone can go, but if you go, you got to play by their rules.
Oh, that's tough now.
Yeah.
But half of Salt Lake City is Mormon.
Yeah. You'd be as well off like just going to WIT. Just having a fucking crack.
Is it like Love Island where you can be shifting and then they'd be like, well, did you do bits?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to do bits, are you?
Yeah.
I think the Mormons do bits, no?
No, they only kind of kiss. But like they are into dating. Like one person said that dating is the pastime of choice for the student body. Every restaurant is packed on Friday nights with young couples. And if you spend any length of time there, you will see a proposal take place guaranteed. So it's kind of like they all get married young so that they can have sex. It's not that they don't have sex. It's that
what's the divorce rate?
Mormons, zero.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I feel. What if you're like, oh, I really like you, and then like you marry like someone, and then they're like, I don't like sex. Tough shit.
Probably change your name and emigrate.
Yeah, transfer to WIT then.
Yeah.
Well, if they won't let the gays in, fuck them.
Yeah,
sure, that's a bit much. Pricks. Pushing a load of babies around college, that's got to be tough. People do it like all the time. People do it here, but having a baby with you in college, trying to study and all that, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, actually, in the college is tough. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. But like, people can go to college who have kids. 100%, that's doable.
I didn't like the we don't have sex. We maybe go for a run. No wonder they do so well at sport. There's about 1,000 lads frustrated out of their being.
Yeah. Testosterone levels pumping through them, I'd say.
And Mormons low crack one off, like.
That's the $1 million question, lad. That's what I was just about to ask. They must have themselves fucking worn out, I'd say.
Dormant?
Yes.
They're probably ripping up at shot put. Yeah.
If you were to do another series of The Two Johnnies Do America, would you go to a place like this and experience it?
100%. 100%,
yeah. It'd be good telly, yeah. Jesus, yeah. Oh, but I wouldn't go to college if I couldn't drink, have the crack.
You can have
get,
a crack.
Get to know people. I don't know, Johnny.
You kind of want to weigh it up though, wouldn't you, if you're an American, because their fees are so high.
Yeah.
Like, is it nearly worth it to go and not have the crack and then come out with like no fees?
4 years.
Or no debt.
The that's it. Some of the people go there because the tuition is really cheap. Say if somebody wants to become a doctor, like, it's very expensive to do that training. So if they get a cheap undergrad education at a really good school, then they can go off to, you know, Harvard or somewhere and pay whatever their fees are.
Jesus. I have to say,
just come to college in Ireland.
Eventually you get used to it though.
Yeah, but yeah.
After 6 months, you'd be into it.
But like, do you reckon they're the rules, but everyone's just breaking?
The Mormons are strict enough, lad.
Yeah,
all them are. You've seen, like, the Amish documentaries now.
Yeah, I know. But like, what are you, like, you saying, like, are you out then, like, you know, down the diner as they do in America, and you're saying, like, do you want to come back to my dorm, right? Yeah. And then, like, you know,
you could be kicked out if you're caught
kissing the shit out of each other.
Yeah. That's terrible,
it. Yeah. If you drink alcohol, you are kicked out of school. So, like, it's like going to the Gaeltacht and saying a word in English, you're sent home, you know.
I listen, that certainly wouldn't be for me, but I just wouldn't be going to college if it was 40 grand a year. I'd want the grant. Do not have grants in America.
You've seen The Last Chance U.
Yeah. Grim, innit?
Sport and scholarships.
I mean, America really have to look at their college system if that's the case. 40 grand a year for college. Jesus Christ, they'll never make that back.
Not student debt. It's crippling people in America.
After the €4 chicken rolls campaign, we're straight on to the American collegiate system.
That's, but you're next. Going to college in Ireland is expensive too. You're paying the amount of feedback we got in on Maura's thing about landlords.
Oh, yeah.
One fellow wrote in saying that there was a 4-bed house and there were 6 of them living in it. So they all swapped around. 1 month, you'd be 2 beds in the one room. Then the next month you'd have your own room, and then the following month you'd sleep on a mattress behind the couch.
Ah, that's grim.
That was out in Dundrum. That's a fact. Did he said that?
Yeah.
One lad said he came home one night and there was those lads smoking, and they were smoking the smoke.
Smoking.
And he went into work the next day and all his clothes bang a weed off.
Man.
In for like his placement.
Where did you live in college, Neil?
In Waterford. I was in Riverwalk, I think that's what it's called.
Oh yeah,
Riverwalk. I wouldn't go to Templars. I had heard horror stories, so yeah. I wasn't going.
No,
there.
I went to Manor Village, like, and it was lovely. I had a nice little apartment, me and three lads, and my own room. And that's why, like, I suppose Dublin is just so expensive. So you should go to college somewhere else.
If you had gone to college with the Mormons,
yeah,
there'd have been
two minutes.
There'd have been no drinking.
Yeah,
and you might have been forced to actually go into class and study. Could have all been so different, man.
I'd have given it up.
Yeah, but you did give it up.
Yeah, I know. But, like, at least I had to crack. I would have been, like, I would have given it up after a week. I'm saying that. Like, I don't a whole year.
Yeah, but if no one else is drinking, it wouldn't seem so bad.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's why all the restaurants...
Taunt your friends in CIT then, like, you know, and they're having the crack.
Yeah. They're all broke. Paying the big 40 grand fees. So you meet. That's why all the restaurants are full, because everyone's out chatting. You're not like slobbering in a nightclub.
This sounds like the perfect world for you, Johnny.
No, I then,
be the riding to catch you.
Yeah, if they could add in sex, yeah, Johnny B be like, yeah, where do I sign?
He'd be relocating to Salt Lake City next week.
And tea.
Oh yeah, tea.
Can't drink tea or coffee.
You could drink green tea because that doesn't have caffeine in it. So.
They must all be fair chilled, lads. No one even having a fucking bit of Lucas in. Be pure chilled out. Like.
They say it's a nice place to visit. I don't know. Salt Lake City. We'll get there eventually.
It's not for us, Maura. Thanks for that, though. Enjoy this.
Thanks for that, Maura.
Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast. Use the hashtag Two Johnnies Pod to spread the good word. You can also get us on Instagram at the Two Johnnies and email us podcast@thetwojohnnies.ie. Now we're going to finish the podcast as is tradition with our
Yurts and Dirts
of the week. Don't forget, Yurt and Dirt are sponsored by Apple Green. Two Johnnies chicken roll, €4, lettuce, mayonnaise, cheese. For a limited time only.
Walk in and specifically ask for the Two Johnnies chicken roll.
There you go. Thank you, Applegreen. Right, Johnny, what have you got?
My dirt of the week is I ordered a jacket online. Now, not only did it take about 1 million years to arrive, but...
You can hear him putting on the jacket.
It's the wrong one in the wrong size, and it's overall... I don't know. I look like I'm trying to get into Scooter.
I have to be honest, I don't know, like, I know, like you said, they sent you the wrong jacket, but I'd hate to see what the right jacket is like, because that is probably the worst piece of apparel I've ever seen on a human. It's actually, do you know what, it's actually hurting my eyes.
It's pretty funky, I don't think it's
Johnny,
that bad.
Unless you're wearing a motorbike helmet and are the other half a Daft Punk, That jacket is scandalous.
You can't
to describe it to listeners. It's got like neon like lines through it,
a bit of flame,
and its base color is probably orange, I would say. And then on the back, if you want to turn around to the back, Johnny, show
there's
that to
some
the camera.
Lasers and a spaceman.
There's lasers all over it, neon lasers, and then a spaceman.
You getting that?
Go down a bit. Here you go.
It's the look. We'll post this on our Instagram. It's the worst jacket I've ever seen. If you've got a worse jacket, burn it. During the week, I'm hoping to get my hands on this jacket and set fire to it in the backyard.
You can't handle my funk. But you order things online, and then, you know, you're an OAP by the time they arrive.
Yeah.
It's like, Billy, did I order a jacket?
What website
yeah,
did you buy
it? Yeah, Dad, when you were 19, you ordered a jacket from Uzbekistan.
What website did you buy it on?
Freshhoods.com.
But, like, you know the way, like, your algorithm will serve you ads? Like, what were you looking up to be fed this shit?
Just clothes online.
From where? Like?
Well, you were wearing a Louis Theroux t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I would be Googling things like that, like funny t-shirts.
Okay, right.
Novelty t-shirts. And this has popped up. And yeah,
I actually typed in Louis Theroux t-shirts.
Yeah, well, you know. Look, I'm just saying, if it wasn't such a bad fit, I'd wear it around to a nice max. But it's terrible fit as well.
Yeah. It feels like it's made out of bubble wrap. To be honest, it's an absolute terrible jacket, yeah, and a wordy dirt.
I don't know, it's starting to grow on me.
My dirt.
Neil, what do you think?
I don't know, man, it's kind of puffy.
Neil, tell him the truth, it's fucking shit.
Yeah, but
don't sugarcoat it for
if him. I fell off my DJ decks, I could...
If you fell off your dinosaur, yeah, it'd be really nice.
Yeah, so just haven't got my swag.
My dirt this week is one that me and you share, Johnny, and it's one that we just discussed during the week while we were doing a bit of gallivanting. We were out and about during the week. Plastic bottles, right? Now, listen, I'm not going to preach to people here. I'm not, like, Johnny has kind of won me round on the whole...
I've been working on Smacks for a long time with this.
So I have a reusable cup and a reusable water bottle, a nice one, that I bring everywhere with me. But when you go on the road, like, if you go anywhere, and you run out of the water bottle, you can't go into a filling station and just fill it up. So you have to just buy a bottle of water. So
that you don't need?
You buy the plastic water, even though I have to keep the reusable water bottle in the car. So can we not just get some sort of water dispenser in filling stations?
Yes.
That just coughs out like water. You put whatever euro in and you can fill up your reusable water in there.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for. It'd be cheaper. You don't have to use the plastic, whatever. Like, honestly, like... If you're a water brand, Riverock, Ballygown, Tip Water, whoever, surely you're going to make more water, more money this way. You don't have to pay for the bottles.
Less packaging.
Yeah. So that's what, we actually rang Apple Green, said it to someone in Apple Green. They're working on it. So, like, it's so easy.
I don't need the water to be
we
fancy.
We should set up
John.
Our own. Oh, yeah.
Water comes out the tap.
Yeah.
That would do me.
Yeah. We should set up our own water, Two Johnny's Water. And just like Del Boy Trotter stuff. Just fill it all out of the sink.
Like water, it falls out of the fucking sky. Yeah. There's heaps of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't understand. If you go in, there's a euro, fill up my bottle there, have bottle for life.
Yeah. My yurt of the week is my Louis Theroux t-shirt that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
It's a classic, isn't it? It's got Louis in a polo neck and it just says Louis Theroux on it. Really enjoying his documentaries at the moment. So okay. Show my appreciation by buying a t-shirt that I'm sure he gets absolutely no money from.
Because
it's a knockoff from a non-legitimate website. But there you go. Showing my appreciation for Louis Theroux.
My yurt of the week. When we were doing our top teenage disco songs.
Yes.
I was trying to find the origins of the Mark McCabe Maniac 2000 thing.
Right.
So we all know about the original song from the 80s. She's a maniac, maniac. And then there was another version by Four Rhythm. And then there's the rap. And he's like, okay, okay, okay. Oi, oi, oi. I was like, where did you get that? So I went on a deep dive as to the origins of the Oogie 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 chant. Cornwall in England used to have their own language back in the day. And a couple of slang words have gotten through. And you've heard of like Cornish pasty?
Yeah, pasty, yeah.
Pastry, whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
Locally, that was known as an oggie.
Okay.
And when sailors would be pulling into port, whatever, the boys selling them would be walking around shouting, oggie, oggie, oggie. And aye, if you aye, wanted aye. One, you'd say oggie back to them. That's the story anyway.
So Mark McCabe was big into pastries.
Then, what was that Chelsea soccer player I was talking about, Oz?
Peter Osgood.
Peter Osgood. And the Chelsea fans used to shout, Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. Oi, oi, oi.
Wow.
And then the Australian rugby team took it again.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy.
And off it went. And that's how it ended up in Maniac 2000. Oogie, oogie, oogie. Oi, oi, oi.
There you go. A little bit of history for you. Wow, what a way to close the podcast.
Wow.
Fascinating stuff. That's it for this week. We hope you're all keeping well. Things are starting to open back up. We're getting there, man.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Maura.
And from me, Neil.
Hey, good luck. We'll see you next week. Go on, mind yourselves.